Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 1, Kamalakanta Vishvasa. Advaita Acharya's very confidential servant, named Kamalakanta Vishvasa, knew all the dealings of Advaita Acharya. When Kamalakanta Vishvasa was in Jagannath Puri, he sent a note through someone to Maharaj Prataparudra. No one knew of that note, but somehow or other, it reached the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That note established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it also mentioned that Advaita Acharya had recently incurred a debt of about 300 rupees, which Kamalakanta Vishvasa wanted to liquidate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became quite unhappy upon reading that note, although his face still shone as brightly as the moon. Thus smiling, Sri Krishna Chaitanya spoke, "Kamalakanta Vishvasa has established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is nothing wrong with this, for Advaita Acharya is indeed the Lord Himself. But Kamalakanta has made the incarnation of Godhead to be a poverty-stricken beggar. Therefore I shall punish him in order to correct him. O Govinda, from today onwards, do not allow that Bahulya, Kamalakanta Vishvasa, to come here." When Kamalakanta Vishvasa heard about this punishment by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very unhappy. But when Advaita Prabhu heard about it, he was greatly pleased. Seeing Kamalakanta Vishvasa unhappy, Advaita Acharya Prabhu told him, "Oh, you are greatly fortunate to have been punished by the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Formerly, Lord Chaitanya always respected me as his senior, but I did not like such respect. Therefore, my mind, being afflicted by unhappiness, I made a plan. Thus, I expounded the Yoga Vashishta, which considers liberation the ultimate goal of life. And for this, Sri Krishna Chaitanya became angry at me and treated me with apparent disrespect. When I was thus chastised by Lord Chaitanya, then I became very happy to receive a punishment similar to that awarded Sri Mukunda. And a similar punishment was awarded to Mother Shachi Devi. Who could be more fortunate than she to receive such punishment?" After pacifying Kamalakanta Vishvasa in this way, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, "I cannot understand your transcendental pastimes, for you have shown more favor to Kamalakanta than you generally show to me. The favor you have shown Kamalakanta is so great that even to me you have never shown such a favor. Tell me, what offense have I committed at your lotus feet so as to not be shown such favor?" Upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed with satisfaction and immediately called Kamalakanta Vishvasa. Advaita Acharya then said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Why have you called back this man and allowed him to see you? Now he has cheated me in two ways." And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, his mind was satisfied. Only they could understand each other's minds. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then instructed Kamalakanta Vishvasa, "You are a Bahulya, one who does not know things as they are. Why do you act in such a way? Why do you invade the privacy of Advaita Acharya and damage his religious principles? You do not know Advaita Acharya is my spiritual master and should never accept charity from rich men nor kings, because if a spiritual master accepts money or grains from such materialists, his mind becomes polluted. And when one's mind is polluted, it is very difficult to remember Krishna. And when remembrance of Lord Krishna is hampered, then one's life is unproductive. One thus becomes unpopular in the eyes of the people in general, for this damages one's religiosity and fame. The Vaishnava, especially one who acts as a spiritual master, must not act in such a way. So one should always be conscious of this fact. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to Kamalakanta Vishwasa, all present considered it to be meant for everyone. Thus, Advaita Acharya was greatly pleased, but only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could actually understand the intentions of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya appreciated the grave instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O devotees, in this statement, there are many confidential considerations, but I do not write of them all, fearing an unnecessary increase in the volume of this book. The following are purports to this section by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To describe a man as an incarnation of God or Narayana, and at the same time present him as poverty-stricken, is contradictory, and it is the greatest offense. Mayavadi philosophers engaged in the missionary work of spoiling the Vedic culture by preaching that everyone is God, describe a poverty-stricken man as Daridra Narayana, or poor Narayana. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted such foolish and unauthorized ideas. Lord Chaitanya strictly warned, Mayavadi Vashya Shunele Hoy Sarvanash. Anyone who follows the principles of Mayavad philosophy is certainly doomed, and such a fool needs to be reformed by punishment. Although it is contradictory to say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His incarnation is poverty-stricken, we find in the revealed scriptures that when the Lord incarnated as Vamana, He begged some land from Maharaj Vali. Everyone knows, however, that Vamanadev was not at all poverty-stricken. His begging from Maharaj Bali was a device to favor him. So when Maharaj Bali actually gave the land, Vamanadev exhibited his all-powerful position by covering the three worlds with simply two steps and placed his third step on the head of Bali Maharaj. So one should not accept the so-called Daridra Narayanas as actual incarnations of God, because they are completely unable to show the opulence of the genuine incarnations of God. The Bauliyas or Baulas are one of 13 unauthorized sects that pass as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord ordered Govinda, his personal assistant, not to allow Kamalakanta Vishwasa to come into his presence because he had become a Bauliya. Thus, although the Baula Sampradaya, Aula Sampradaya, and Sahajiya Sampradaya, as well as the Smartas, Jata Goshanis, Ativadis, Tudadharis, and Goranga Nagaris, claim to belong to the disciplic succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya actually rejected them. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, Krishna says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshyosti na priyaha. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being equal to everyone, no one can be his enemy, nor can anyone be his friend, since everyone is a part or son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord cannot be partial and regard someone as a friend and someone as an enemy. Thus, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished Kamalakanta Vishvasa by no longer allowing him to come into his presence, although the punishment was actually very hard upon him, Sri Advaita Prabhu, understanding the inner meaning of such punishment, was happy, because Advaita Acharya could appreciate that Lord Chaitanya had actually favored Kamalakanta Vishvasa. Therefore, Advaita Acharya was not at all unhappy. Devotees should therefore always be happy with all the dealings of their master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee may be put into difficulty or opulence, but he or she should accept both as gifts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus jubilantly engage in the service of the Lord in all circumstances. So herein is an authoritative judgment by Sri Advaita Prabhu. He clearly advises that one should not be unhappy when reverses come upon one by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee should always be happy to receive the fortune awarded one by the Supreme Lord, which might seem pleasant or unpleasant according to one's judgment. There is a book by the name Yoga Vashistha, which Mayavadis greatly favor because it is full of impersonal misunderstandings regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead with no touch of Vaishnavism. But factually, all Vaishnavas should avoid such a book. But Advaita Acharya Prabhu, wanting punishment from the Lord, began to support the impersonal statements of the Yoga Vashistha. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became extremely angry at Advaita Acharya and seemingly treated him disrespectfully. Sri Mukunda, a great friend and associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to visit many places where people were against the Vaishnava cult. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know of this, he punished Mukunda, forbidding him to see him again. For although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was soft like a flower, he could also be very strict like a thunderbolt. And so everyone was afraid to allow Mukunda to come again into the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda, therefore, being very sorry, asked his friends whether he would one day be allowed to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the devotees brought this inquiry to Lord Chaitanya, the Lord replied, "Yes, Mukunda will get permission to see me, but only after millions of years." And when they gave this information to Mukunda, he danced with jubilation. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Mukunda was so patiently waiting to meet him, even after millions of years, Lord Chaitanya immediately asked Mukunda to return. Mother Shachidevi was similarly punished. Mother Shachidevi, apparently showing her feminine nature, accused Advaita Prabhu of encouraging her son to become a sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking this accusation as an offense, asked his mother, Sachi Devi, to touch the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya in order to mitigate the offense she had supposedly committed. And when Advaita Acharya Prabhu was reading the Yoga Vashistha, Lord Chaitanya beat him. But Lord Chaitanya never told Advaita Acharya not to come into his presence. But Kamalakanta was punished with the order never to come into the Lord's presence. Therefore, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu wanted to impress upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Lord Chaitanya had thus shown more favor to Kamalakanta Vishvasa because Lord Chaitanya prohibited Kamalakanta from seeing him, whereas Lord Chaitanya had not done so to Advaita Acharya. Therefore, the favor shown Kamalakanta Vishvasa was greater than that shown to Advaita Acharya. Out of his ignorance, Kamalakanta Vishvasa asked the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra, to liquidate the debt of Advaita Acharya amounting to 300 rupees. But at the same time, Kamalakanta established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is contradictory. For an incarnation of the Supreme Godhead cannot be indebted to anyone within this material world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is never satisfied by such a contradiction, which is technically called rasa abasa, or overlapping of one humor rasa with another. This is the same type of idea as the contradiction that Narayana is poverty-stricken, Daridra Narayana. It is also very risky to accept money or food from materialistic persons, for such acceptance pollutes the mind of the charity's recipient. According to the Vedic system, one should give charity to sannyasis and brahmanas because one who thus gives charity becomes free from sinful activities. Formally, therefore, brahmanas would not accept charity from a person unless one were very pious. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction for all spiritual masters. Materialistic persons who are not inclined to give up their sinful activities, such as illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating, sometimes want to become our disciples. But unlike professional spiritual masters who accept disciples regardless of their condition, Vaishnavas do not accept such cheap disciples. For one must at least agree to abide by the rules and regulations for a disciple before any Vaishnava Acharya can accept one. In fact, a Vaishnava should not even accept charity or food from persons who do not follow the rules and regulations of Vaishnava principles. Thus, a devotee should always be alert, keeping one's mind in a sanguine state, so that one can always remember Lord Krishna. The Shastras state, Smartavyak Satatang Vishnu. In devotional life, one should always remember Lord Vishnu. Srila Shukadeva Goswami also advised Maharaj Parikshit, Smartavyo Nityashaha. In the second canto, first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami advised Parikshit Maharaj, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyas Cheshatha Bhayam. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the Controller, and Savior from all miseries. This is the summary of all the activities of a Vaishnava, and the same instruction is repeated here. Krishna Smriti Vino Hai Nishvala Jivana. And Srila Rupa Goswami states in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Abhyartha Kalatvam, the Vaishnava must be very alert not to waste even a second of one's valuable lifetime. This is a symptom of the Vaishnava. But association with pounds and shillings men, or Vishayis, materialists who are simply interested in sense gratification, pollutes one's mind and hampers such continuous remembrance of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised a satsanga tyag, a Vaishnava achar. The Vaishnava should behave in such a way as to never associate with non-devotees or materialists. Thus, one can avoid such association simply by always remembering Krishna within one's heart. Recorded February 4, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.